content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired, and it will be available in podcast after the broadcast. I'm Kurt Benrud for the Triangle Radio Reading Service. Welcome to Movie and Theater Previews, your source of information about plays that are produced locally with an audio-described performance and movies that are available locally with audio description. When possible, we post recordings of reviews of the movies and plays on the Triangle Radio Reading Service website. You'll go to www.triangleReadingService.org, click on the podcast link, and then click on either the movie review link or the play review link. Now, we'll begin with a quick overview of what's available, and then more details about the more immediate offerings will follow later in the show. So, upcoming plays. First off, we have Phantom of the Opera at Durham Performing Arts Center, also known as DPAC in Durham, and it's the audio-described performance is on Saturday, March 10th at 8:30 p.m. Wizard of Oz at Duke Energy Center for the Performing Arts in Raleigh on Saturday, March 17th at 2 p.m. Beanstalk the Musical at Raleigh Little Theater on Sunday, March 25th, 5 p.m. The Color Purple at Durham Performing Arts Center, Saturday, April 7th, 8 p.m. Leaving Eden at Playmakers Repertory Company in Chapel Hill, Tuesday, April 10th, 7:30 p.m. Harvey at North Carolina State University's Titmus Theater at Thompson Hall. That's on Friday, April 13th, 7:30 p.m. King Charles III at Burning Coal in Raleigh, Sunday, April 15th, 7:30 p.m. Sense and Sensibility at Cape Fear Regional Theater, Thursday, April 19th, 7:30 p.m. Bright Star at Duke Energy Center for the Performing Arts, Saturday, April 21st, 2 p.m. Marie Antoinette at Meredith College's Jones Theater, Saturday, April 21st at 7:30 p.m. So it is possible on Saturday, April 21st, to catch two plays with audio description. And then Sunday afternoon at Raleigh Little Theater is Alice in Wonderland. That's Sunday, April 22nd, 2 p.m. Duke Energy Center will be hosting A Night with Janis Joplin on Saturday, May 5th at 2 p.m. And then some other ones that are available down the road. I'll skip the actual dates. We've got DPAC will have Waitress the Musical in May. Carrie Players will have Plaza Suite. Raleigh Little Theater will be offering Blood Done Sign My Name. Cary Youth Applause Theater at the Cary Arts Center will have Yo, Vikings. Cape Fear Theater will have Crowns. Raleigh Little Theater will have Don't Dress for Dinner. That's getting us into June. Justice Theater Project will have Oliver. And the Duke Energy Center in Raleigh will have Newsies, and that's way off in July. So that's the offerings of plays down the road here. Moving over to movies, for starters, the theaters that offer movies with audio description are the Regal Theaters in Raleigh, Chapel Hill, Apex, Garner, and Greensboro. There's the North Hills 14 at 4150 Main Street at North Hills in, Main at North Hills Street in Raleigh. Briar Creek Stadium 14 at 8611 Briar Creek Parkway in Raleigh. The Timberline 6 at 120 Banks Drive in Chapel Hill. The Crossroads Stadium 20 at 501 Cataboo Avenue in Cary. The Beaver Creek Stadium 12 at 1441 Beaver Creek Commons Drive in Apex. The White Oak Stadium 14 at 1205 Timber Drive East in Garner. and the Greensboro Grand Stadium 16 at 3205 North Line Avenue in Greensboro. Now, Regal Theaters has a telephone system for getting up-to-date information about movies playing in their theaters. I'm going to give you a phone number, and I'm going to repeat it a second time. The number is 844-462-7342. And then you simply follow the menu prompts, and you'll be able to see, you'll be able to find out what the show times are for the specific movie at the specific theater. So once again, that phone number is 844-462-7342. 844-462-7342. Now here's some information about, I want to give you the list of the movies that are playing with audio description and let you know where they're playing. For starters, there's 12 Strong. It's rated R. It's playing only at the Greensboro Grand. There is a review of this on our website. Annihilation, rated R, plays at all of the theaters except the Timberline, and that's Briar Creek, Crossroads, Beaver Creek, North Hills, White Oak, and Greensboro Grand. And there is a review of this also on the TRRS podcast website. Black Panther, rated PG-13, plays at all of these theaters except the Greensboro Grand. It also has a review on our website. Death Wish, rated R, plays at North Hills and White Oak. Den of Thieves plays at Briar Creek in Raleigh and Greensboro Grand in Greensboro. We have a review of that on our website. Early Man, rated PG, plays at every one of these theaters except the Timberline in Chapel Hill. Every Day is rated PG-13, plays at all of the theaters except the Timberline in Chapel Hill. 50 Shades Freed. For starters, we do have a review of that on our website. It plays at all of the theaters. Game Night, there's a review available of that as well. Plays at all of those theaters. Both of those movies are rated R. So is I, Tonya. It's also rated R. It only plays at the Greensboro Grand. We have a review of that on our website. Jumanji, Welcome to the Jungle. It's rated PG-13, plays at all of these theaters. We have a review. Maze Runner, the Death Cure, rated PG-13, plays at North Hills, White Oak, and Greensboro Grand. We have a review of that. Peter Rabbit, rated PG, plays at every one of the theaters except Greensboro Grand. Red Sparrow, rated R, plays at every one of these theaters except Crossroads. Star Wars: The Last Jedi is playing only at Crossroads. We have it's rated PG-13, and we have a review of that. The 517 to Paris plays at all of those theaters except Greensboro Grand. It's rated PG-13. The Commuter, rated PG-13, plays at the Briar Creek in Raleigh and the Greensboro Grand. We have a review of that. The Greatest Showman, rated PG-13, plays at all of the theaters except the Timberline in Chapel Hill. We have a review of that. The Post, rated PG-13, plays at Crossroads in Cary, Greensboro Grand in Greensboro. We have a review of that. The Shape of Water is still playing at the Crossroads in Cary. It's rated R. We have a review of that. And then Winchester, The House That Ghosts Built, still not rated. It plays only at the Greensboro Grand. And now we'll get a closer look at the newest releases. Basically, this is information that has not been shared yet. Annihilation is a 2018 science fiction horror film written and directed by Alex Garland, based on the novel by the same name by Jeff Vandermeer. The film stars Natalie Portman, Jennifer Jason Leigh, Gina Rodriguez, Tessa Thompson, Tuva Novotny, and Oscar Isaac, and it follows a group of military scientists who enter something called the Shimmer, a mysterious quarantined zone that is full of mutating landscapes and creatures. Lena, a professor of cellular biology, undergoes quarantined debriefing. Lomax, her debriefer, questions her about her experiences during what they believe to be a period of months when Lena was on an expedition, but Lena reports that the expedition took a much shorter time, and Lena appears to be the only survivor. Previously, Lena's husband, Kane, returned without warning to their home after being missing on a military mission for nearly a year. He remembered nothing about the mission or his return, and immediately became very ill. And then paramilitary soldiers abduct Lena and Kane on the way to the hospital. And if you want more information, you gotta go to the movie. Death Wish is an upcoming American vigilante action film directed by Eli Roth, a remake of the 1974 film of the same name, which starred Charles Bronson in the lead, and it's based on the 1972 novel written by Brian Garfield. This film stars Bruce Willis as Paul Kersey, and is scheduled to be released on March 2nd. However, we somehow got it a little early. A doctor in Chicago becomes a vigilante when his wife is murdered and his daughter brutally attacked by robbers. Every Day is a 2018 American romantic drama film directed by Michael Soucy and written by Jesse Andrews, based on the novel of the same name by David Levithan. The film stars Angouri Rice as 16-year-old Rihannan, who falls in love with a traveling soul who wakes each morning in a different body. Justice Smith, Debbie Ryan, and Maria Bello also star. A is the name of the traveling spirit who wakes up in a different body every day, living an entirely different life. One day, A wakes up in the body of Justin, the neglectful boyfriend of Rhiannon. At school that day, Rhiannon approaches A in the form of Justin, and she convinces him to skip school with her. As the day goes on, A finds themself falling in love with Rhiannon as she confides to Justin her troubled home life following her dad's mental breakdown that almost resulted in their family losing their home. Rhiannon, in return, feels a rekindled love for Justin, seeing as he has seemingly changed into a more thoughtful and caring person than he was before. The next day, however, Rhiannon finds that Justin has reverted back to his old, careless self and doesn't even remember the day before. Meanwhile, waking up in the body of Amy, A masquerades as an exchange student in order to be close with Rhiannon. And it continues from there. Game Night is a 2018 American dark comedy mystery film directed by John Francis Daly and Jonathan Goldstein and written by Mark Perez. The film stars Jason Bateman and Rachel McAdams and follows a group of friends whose game night turns into a murder mystery. The film also features a supporting cast that includes Kyle Chandler, Billy Magnuson, Sharon Horgan, Lamorne Morris, Kylie Bunbury, Jesse Plemons, Michael C. Hall, Danny Houston, and Jeffrey Wright. Competitive gamers Max, played by just Jason Bateman, and Annie, played by Rachel McAdams, meet during trivia night at a bar and quickly fall in love and get married. They are trying to have a child, but their attempts are unsuccessful due to Max's stressful surroundings and his feelings of inadequacy when compared to his vastly more successful, attractive brother, played by Kyle Chandler. I, Tanya is a 2017 American biographical black comedy film starring Craig Gillespie, directed by Craig Gillespie and written by Stephen Rogers. It follows the life of figure skater Tanya Harding and her connection to the 1994 attack on her rival Nancy Kerrigan. It features interviews with the characters in mockumentary style, set in the modern day, as well as fourth wall breaking. Margot Robbie, who also produced the movie, stars as Harding. Sebastian Stan plays Harding's husband, Jeff Gillooly. And Allison Janney plays Harding's mother, LaVonna Faye Golden. Julianne Nicholson, Caitlin Carver, and Bobby Cannavale also star. In 1970s Portland, Oregon, 4-year-old Tanya Harding is forced to ice skate by her abusive mother, LaVonna Golden. As Tanya grows up, LaVonna takes her out of school to focus on her skating career, and she trains extensively under Coach Diane Rawlinson. Tanya rapidly becomes one of the best figure skaters in the United States, but is held back by her white trash reputation, homemade costumes, and choice of performance music. At age 15, she begins dating 18-year-old Jeff Gillooly, despite the disapproval of LaVonna, and the two marry. Jeff begins physically abusing her regularly. When LaVonna scorns Tanya for putting up with it, Tanya blames LaVonna for her mindset, that she deserves to be beaten. And it goes on from there. Red Sparrow is a 2018 American spy film, directed by Francis Lawrence and written by Justin Haith, based on the 2013 novel of the same name by Jason Matthews. The film stars an ensemble cast made up of Jennifer Lawrence, Joel Edgerton, Matthias Schienartz, Charlotte Rampling, Mary Louise Parker, and Jeremy Irons. It tells the story of a Russian intelligence officer who is sent to make contact with a CIA agent and possible mole. The Russian spy is played by Jennifer Lawrence, and she falls for a CIA officer, played by Joel Edgerton, and considers becoming a double agent. We'll take another look at the plays now. The first one that's available with audio description is Phantom of the Opera at the Durham Performing Arts Center on Saturday, July 10th, 8:30 p.m., They tell us that the worldwide phenomenon returns. Chicago Sun-Times says it's highly recommended and extraordinarily opulent. Cameron Mackintosh's spectacular new production of Andrew Lloyd Webber's The Phantom of the Opera will return to Durham as part of a brand new North American tour. Critics are raving that this breathtaking production is bigger and better than ever before, and features a brilliant new scenic design by Paul Brown, a Tony Award-winning original costume design by Maria Bjornsson, lighting design by Tony Award winner Paul Constable, a new choreography by Scott Ambler, and new staging by director Lawrence Connor. The production, overseen by Matthew Bourne and Cameron Mackintosh, boasts many exciting special effects, including the show's legendary chandelier. The beloved story and thrilling score with songs like Music of the Night, All I Ask of You, and Masquerade will be performed by a cast and orchestra of 52, making this Phantom one of the largest productions now on tour. Tickets start at $35, plus taxes and tickets fees. You can order by phone, calling 919-680-2787. That's 919-680-2787. or they can be purchased in person at the box office, which is at the DPAC at 123 Vivian Street in Durham. The Wizard of Oz at Duke Energy Center for the Performing Arts. The audio-described performance is on Saturday, March 17th, 2 p.m. There truly is no place like home, as the greatest family musical of all time, the wonderful Wizard of Oz, twists its way into Raleigh. The entire family will be captivated as they travel down the yellow brick road and beyond with Dorothy, Toto, and their friends. Tickets start at $59.15. They can be bought in person, or I'm sorry, bought over the phone rather, by calling 919-831-6941, extension 6944. That's 919-831-6941, extension 6944. Beanstalk the Musical will be playing at Raleigh Little Theater on Sunday, March 25th, 5 p.m. They tell us that it is exactly like nothing that you've ever seen before, not even in a book. This fun family show follows the adventures of Jack, a young boy with his head in the clouds and nose in a book of fairy tales. Filled with hilarious characters, toe-tapping tunes, and more twists than a climbing vine, this is one show that's guaranteed to grow and grow and grow right into your heart. Book is by Ross Michalko and Donna Swift, with music by Linda Berg and lyrics by Ross Michalko. This is directed by Kathleen Rudolph at Raleigh Little Theater in their Gaddy Goodwin Theater. Tickets for adults are $18. Children 12 and under are $12, and you can order by phone calling 919-821-3111. That's 919-821-3111. Wizard of Oz at Duke Energy Center for the Performing Arts. It's on Saturday, March 17th, 2 p.m., and that's in Raleigh Memorial Auditorium, which is located at 2 East South Street in Raleigh. And I just realized that I'm giving this same information again. I do want to add that it is a social narrative for families with young kids and first-time theater goers. They say that they welcome families with children with autism or other disabilities and hope this social narrative helps your family prepare you for your theater experience. And a quick correction here, tickets actually start at $25.15. That's for a single ticket. The quote I gave before was actually for purchasing two tickets. And the box office, once again, for The Wizard of Oz, you can call them at 919-831-6941. That's 919-831-6941. And the extension is 6944. The show does run for 2 hours and 25 minutes, including one 15-minute intermission. The Color Purple at the Durham Performing Arts Center plays on Saturday, April 7th at 8 p.m. It was a 2016 Tony winner for Best Musical Revival. It was hailed as a direct hit to the heart by The Hollywood Reporter. This joyous American classic has conquered Broadway in an all-new, ravishingly reconceived production that is a glory to behold, so says the New York Times. It's directed by Tony winner John Doyle. With a soul-raising score of jazz, gospel, ragtime, and blues, The Color Purple gives an exhilarating new spirit to this Pulitzer Prize-winning story. Don't miss the stunning reimagining of an epic story about a young woman's journey to love and triumph in the American South. It's the musical sensation that New York Magazine calls one of the greatest revivals ever. Experience the exhilarating power of this Tony-winning triumph. And this, once again, is at the, it's the color purple at the Durham Performing Arts Center, Saturday, April 7th, 8 p.m. Tickets start at $35, plus taxes and ticket fees. They can be purchased online at dpacnc.com. That's dpacnc.com. By phone, you can call 919-680-2787. That's 919-680-2787. And they can be purchased in person at the theater there at 123 Vivian Street in Durham. Leaving Eden is by at Playmakers Repertory Company on Tuesday, April 10th, 7:30 p.m. It's by Mike Wiley with music and lyrics by Laura Lynn Dossett, and it's directed by Vivian Benesch. It's a North Carolina fable for today. Acclaimed playwright Mike Wiley returns to Playmakers with singer-songwriter Laura Lynn Dossett to explore through words and music the cyclical nature of human behavior, a story of racial tension, immigration, and economic crisis in a small North Carolina town. This unearthing of yesterday yields a hopeful hymn for our future. This is a world premiere with a commission for Playmakers. The box office can be reached at 919-962-7529. That's 919-962-7529. Tickets on this particular night are $15 across the board. American Theater says that Wiley's shows are sophisticated blends of narrative and wit. And Joe Newberry of the North Carolina Department of Cultural Resources says, "You will hardly find anyone who has the muse sitting with them more than Laura Lynn." That's referring to the musician. The University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill has awarded playwright Mike Wiley with its Distinguished Alumnus Award, which recognizes alumni who have made outstanding contributions to humanity. And the last one I'm going to mention here is Harvey at North Carolina State University's Titmus Theater in Thompson Hall. It's Friday, April 13th, 7:30 p.m. This will be directed by Rachel Clem, and the play is written by Mary Chase. It's a Pulitzer Prize-winning comedy in which Edward Dowd introduces Harvey, a 6-foot, 3.5-inch invisible rabbit. He introduces him to everybody he meets. Finding Elwood's erratic behavior increasingly embarrassing, his social climbing sister, Veda, decides to have him committed to a sanitarium. A comedy of errors ensues. And I have flat run out of time for this episode of Movie Reviews and Theater Previews. I'm Kurt Benry from the Triangle Radio Reading Service. A quick reminder, the show is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Maybe we'll bump into each other at the movies or at the theater. Have a good evening. Check with you in a couple of weeks.